Welcome back. Hour number three of the Mike Malloy Show. I am not Mike Malloy. I am Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen, investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, all-around swell fellow occupying your airwaves and broadcasting from the left coast here while Mike is enjoying a well-earned vacation. No, he has not been arrested yet. We're going to take your calls in a minute, 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. We, of course, have been talking about Occupy. We, of course, have been talking about my belief here that we are now in a full-blown, weaponized military state. That if you look at the way these cops in a coordinated effort around the country are cracking down with violence against peaceful demonstrators, violating the First Amendment. All the things that Fox News used to pretend they cared about, all the things that Glenn Beck used to pretend he cared about, is happening. Go to bradblog.com. Look at this this young girl getting pepper sprayed in the face at Occupy Seattle. I'm sorry, Occupy Portland. Then look below it at the picture of this this tank. The Tampa police have this tank that they rolled through Occupy Tampa this week. Then take a look at 84-year-old Dorley Rainey, who lived through the Holocaust, who remembers Goebbels, who was out at Occupy Seattle and got a face full of pepper spray. This 84-year-old woman. Yeah, it's all Fox News. Yeah, it's all a bunch of kids, isn't it? All a bunch of kids, who lazy kids. Except for this 84-year-old woman who was pepper sprayed by cops at Occupy Seattle. Go look at her story. I was going to, and I don't know if we're going to have time this hour or not. I'm going to try to do it next week if necessary. But we've got it at Brad Blog. This interview that Olbermann did with her, this 84-year-old woman after being pepper sprayed. Go check out that video. Go check out that interview in full. I was going to play it in full. I usually don't, you know, play something like that, an entire interview. I think what she had to say was so moving and so important that it needs to be heard in full. So if I can't find time for it this hour, then hopefully next week. This is what has happened to your country. This is what we have allowed to happen in the wake of 9/11, the Patriot Act. Trillions of dollars. Meanwhile, you know, they're laying off cops, teachers, firefighters, while they're putting billions of dollars into the military state that is being used against this citizens, peaceful citizens of this country. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen military contractors that defense contractors who had created computer software to track terrorists, they were, guess what, planning to turn it against me. We've got the emails. The Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, this right-wing, horrific lobbying organization, was planning to spend $12 million to smear, to defraud, to spy on journalists, not like me, but journalists, me, my family. They had photographs of me in their emails, in their presentations, information about my family, where they live, family members who have nothing to do with the work that I do. This is the police state, the military state that we have allowed to happen. And we're seeing, if nothing else comes from Occupy, and plenty already has and plenty more will, but if nothing else comes from it, look what we have allowed to happen. 877-520-1150 if you'd like to get in on this conversation about any of this or anything else you want to talk about. I believe these are your public airwaves, and I like to let you use them, whether you agree with me or not, by the way. 877-520-1150. Let's go to Aaron. He has been holding for a while near Buffalo, New York, hopefully staying warm. Hey, Aaron, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Sir, what's on your mind?
Thanks, Brett. For staying good and warm, just passed through Buffalo. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about an idea I have for a debate format.
Okay.
And like I told your screener, it would be Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, any debate that took place.
Okay.
Okay. It'd be set up the same way. I mean, we all know what debates look like now. It'd be set up the same way. All the debaters would be on stage. The only difference would be that there would be gallows on stage, and there would actually be a hangman to crown each one of their necks. Right. So I don't want any harm to come to anyone at a debate. I mean, their fate is in their hand.
Yeah.
Because if they speak even a half truth, the floor goes out underneath their feet.
Well,
I'm guessing that Michelle Bachmann wouldn't show up to any more debates.
No, she wouldn't. And maybe we could get some some real people to show up. I'm amazed of the people they're keeping out, and Buddy Romer, Fred Karger, Gary Johnston, that they're not allowing to show up to these debates while they're letting these liars and charlatans like. Like every single one of them, except for Ron Paul, who, whether you agree with him or not, I don't find him to be a liar. You know, he's telling the truth.
I don't find him to be a liar either.
Yeah, the other guys, they're all liars. And I don't care if you agree with me or not. Just tell the truth. Every single one of them is a clown. And, yeah, they wouldn't make it very long in that debate, Aaron.
And that's the root. It's the root. Politicians and people in public forums lying is the root of all of our problems.
Well, you know what? Public people lying may be the root of our problems, but we know that public officials are going to lie. It's the responsibility of our media to keep them from lying, to highlight when they have lied and to hold them accountable. And then it's the responsibility of, you know, law enforcement to do something about it. The media has dropped a ball. Law enforcement has dropped the ball. They're more interested in throwing you or I in jail, Aaron, than the actual bad guys.
Lawrence O'Donnell just talked about that, and if we could get on board with what he was talking about, with a whole media holding people accountable,
yep.
Well, who better? But listen, Brad, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, brother. Good to hear from you. Thanks, Aaron. Let's see. Let me. By the way, next week, I'm hoping to have one of those Republican presidential candidates on this very broadcast. Won't say who yet, in case we can't work out the schedules, but planning to have a Republican presidential candidate here next week. Here's who I can confirm, the lovely Catherine Cryer. Remember her from Court TV? She will be joining us next week. She's awesome. Former judge from Texas. She's awesome, and I say that not just because she used to cover a lot of what I did at Bradblog over on Court TV before they turned it into whatever it's become, but because I really believe she's awesome, and she's calling for some accountability, and we're going to find out what she's calling for in her new book next week. So tune in for that. Should I go to you? Yeah, let me take one more call here. Gary in Minneapolis, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What's on your mind, Gary?
I was just thinking about 30 years ago, Reagan declared war on working people and our government, and we're living with the results of it now.
Yep.
And the greed, the bigotry, and the ignorance coming out of that right wing. And of course, the Democrats aren't doing too much either. But this demonizing of people that ain't, like, I'm an older white guy, and this demonizing, I'm so fed up with it. I've been down to the occupation. I was out in Philadelphia. I was at that occupation for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, they're mostly young people, and it doesn't work with them. They're fed up with all this garbage, too, that they spew out.
Yep.
And I'll tell you that my father grew up in the last Depression, my mother, too, and they told me how bad Republicans are, so they're the root of it, but now our whole system is just completely corrupted, and the media, they're no good, because the 90% of that political money they raise, they spend on financing the TV ads, and lobbying, too, the revolving door lobbying politicians. It's all a corrupted, sick system.
You know, it is, Gary, and, you know, for years they've been coming on guest hosting for Mike and saying, well, yeah, that's the truth. What are we going to do? What now? What do we do about it? Because if the media doesn't take action, the Department of Justice doesn't take action, what do we do? Well, you know what we do? We occupy. And that's why.
That's the last frustration. And I remember 2 years I had to turn the TV off of that damn Modica crap. And then I remember RFK, Robert Kennedy, saying that he dreaded someday that the politicians would all be millionaires, and the ones that ain't millionaires will be owned by millionaires. That's what's happened.
That's definitely
so
what happened.
Let me say my opinions.
You bet. You bet. And thank you, Gary, for going out to those occupations. I hope everyone else does. As far as I see it, it may not work, but it is, at this time, our only hope.
For Bill. Jesse James robbed the banks because that's where the money was. You don't tax people that don't have money.
That's it, Gary. Thank you, brother. I appreciate your call. All right. Let me get to a when we come back. We'll get some more of your calls when we come back. 877. I haven't done this for a while. You know, I get a little rusty. We're all a little rusty when we, because, you know, they keep me in a little cellar in the, I'm allowed to blog quietly to myself. But then every couple of months, they cart me out, and they put me in front of the mic for the Mike Malloy Show. That's how it happens. It really happens that way. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. Don't wait till the end. 877-520-1150. Everybody always calls like right at the end. We got a bunch of callers online. That's good. But fill them up now. Don't wait till the end, because then you're going to get completely screwed. 877-520-1150. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy on your public airwaves. Occupation Nation continues. Stay tuned.
Working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you. Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly.
Yeah. Tony's so good at talking me off the ledge with his music. Thanks, Tony. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. 877-520-1150 am our numbers. That's 877-520-1150. Phones are lighting up like crazy, and I think this is our buddy Kenny. Is that Kenny Pick?
How's it going, Brad? Great show.
Thank you, sir. Kenny Pick, of course, of Radio or Not, Nicole Sandler's awesome evening radio network. Kenny is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Do I remember it right?
Tuesdays and Fridays, but you were too kind. Don't worry about that.
All right.
But yeah, you know, I not to derail it, well, I guess maybe take the cane train off the rails here for a second, but do you remember back in June, John Stewart was talking about, how Herman Cain didn't like to read, and he got all kinds of criticism over that?
I don't remember that, but I believe you.
Yeah, and so now, you know, and they were calling him, you know, racist or whatever, and saying, you know, he's accusing Herman Cain of being illiterate. Now we have Herman Cain saying, you know, he just, you know, he wants to be a leader, not a reader.
Did he actually say that?
Oh, yeah, Herman Cain did just say that he wants to be
a leader.
America means a leader, not a reader.
Oh, my Lord. You know, when I was on, the last time I was on Malloy, when I was hosting, I had called him, I think it was on the last night, I said, Herman Cain is dumb as dirt. Seems like a nice guy, but he's dumb as dirt. And these right-wing, this Newsbusters website, rightwingnewsbusters.org, whatever it is, they're fake right-wing media critics or something. Oh, they just...
Basically.
Yeah, it was a fake outrage, because what they did was they quoted me calling Herman Cain dumb as dirt, and they quoted me accurately. I must thank them for that, like two different paragraphs going on and on. And I wrote to the guy, I'm forgetting his name now, who wrote the article. I said, well, do you disagree, or why exactly are you pointing this out? You know, I'm not sure what your complaint is, because he is dumb as dirt. So he said, oh, well, you think conservatives are stupid. And I said, well, A, I don't think he's conservative. And B, I didn't say all conservatives are stupid. I said Herman Cain was dumb as dirt. And I stand.
And you would be correct on that.
I think I stand by it. Yeah. All
yeah.
right.
Well,
good
yeah,
day.
What's funny about this whole story, though, is Newsbusters still has a story up from last June where Jon Stewart said, you know, it made the joke that it said, I'm Herman Cain and I don't like to read.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and again, anybody can find it. And Herman Cain just came out and pretty much parodied. He repeated a line from the Simpsons movie,
yeah.
Basically saying, you know, I want, you know, we need a leader, not a reader. So, yeah, I guess he can lead us right off the cliff, I suppose.
Well, you know, his numbers are going to skyrocket now. I mean, now that he's saying essentially, I'm dumb and proud of it. Oh, man, he's going to be the new, he's going to take over Newt's job as the front runner.
Yeah.
This is insane, Kenny. This is the most insane. And, you know, and I follow it. I think it's all stupid news. So I just pretty much follow that part on Twitter. I try to cover stuff that actually matters at Brad Blog, because ain't no way. Well, who knows? I was going to say ain't no way Herman Cain or Newt becomes the nominee. But they got such a bunch of sad sack doofuses. Who knows what will happen between now and then. Hey, Kenny.
I just read one, the Schadenfreude, but thank you so much for having me on, Brad.
Great to hear from you, my friend, and hope to be on your show again soon myself. Kenny Pick, give your website there, Kenny.
KennyPick.com.
Well, that was easy. KennyPick.com, and it's a great show Tuesdays and Friday nights or something like that. I think I got it right.
You got it.
On the lovely Nicole Sandler's Radio or Not network. Take care, Kenny. All right, we're going to come back to more of your calls, 877-520-1150. See, nice people call, and it calms me down. And, of course, that's not necessarily good radio. So we'll go to some people who tick me off. Coming up next, right here on the Mike Malloy Show, 877-520-1150. Yeah, I'm talking to you, John, in Toledo, Ohio. Will he tick me off? Brad, in from Malloy.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
Oh, it's clear. Oh, it's clear. We know exactly what's going on here. A lot of people pretending they don't know.
What's this? I don't know what their demands are. What do these people want? It's unclear to me. I can't understand what their demand.
Now, by the way, occupiers, get some demands. You know, something like, we're not going to leave until Bloomberg steps down. Something like that. That'd be good. Resign. Resign, Gene Kwan, up in Oakland. 877-520-1150. Brad in for Mike Malloy. Okay, got tons of calls here. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can, try to get through everybody if I can, so keep them short and sweet, and let's see how we do. John in Toledo, Ohio. Welcome, sir, to the Mike Malloy Show.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being had. What's on your mind?
I called because I just want to say that the majority of Americans, it looks like, are opposed to the Occupy movement.
Is that right?
Well, and I base this
according
on
to what?
Looking at the Yahoo stories.
Yeah.
And it's got the comments underneath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So this is not based on any empirical information. This is anecdotal based on who has the most comments at Yahoo.
Yeah, going back, you go back pages and pages, and the majority, and this is, I think it's very, it's not quantitative, but I think it's a very good qualitative analysis of the mood of the country toward the Occupy movement.
Yeah, I don't think, actually, Desi writes here on my screen, are you joking?
Oh, it's just an unsolicited poll.
All right.
I think that makes it very accurate.
Well, the actual apparently the actual polls show otherwise, actually, that there is great support not just for the Occupy Wall Street movement, but more importantly for the things that the Occupy Wall Street movement believes in. There's overwhelming support. What's that?
Cite such polls?
I have to look up Google, but you can find all the polls who say, 70-something percent think that we should raise taxes on millionaires. Are you unfamiliar with those polls? Really? They don't show them to you on Fox?
I'm not a Fox fan. I'm just saying.
Well, go out and look. No, all
on Yahoo.
All right. Yeah, I understand. All right, your comments.
I was just wondering what the mood of the country was towards the story.
Yeah, well, that doesn't tell us.
Los Angeles, where they blocked the roads, and people were having trouble getting to work on time, and
no, they weren't. You're making stuff up, John. John, you're making stuff up, buddy. But you know what? Here's the thing.
Negative towards the Occupy movement.
Yeah, nice try though. See you later, John. And by the way, if you come to bradblog.com and read the comments, they are 100% in favor of Occupy Wall Street. So what this tells me is that there is a 100% majority agreement that Occupy Wall Street rocks. Now, of course, I have no hard evidence, but I did read the comments at bradblog.com, and every single one are in support. Jesus. How stupid do these jackasses think we are? Let's go to Mary up in Iowa. Hey, Mary, welcome to the Occupy Wall Street. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm so glad you're there tonight. I just felt really bad when we were going to have a repeat, and I really like you. I wish they'd give you a program.
Oh, God, I
watch Mike every night. But I just want to say that I believe that the crackdown, they're terrified of us.
Yeah.
They are.
Of us. Are you an occupier, Mary?
No, but I'm all by myself on the highway with sign for years.
Yes, that's right. You are.
So, I'm not terrified for myself.
So you're occupying the highway for years, Mary. What do you mean you're not an occupier?
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
but
thank you.
We don't have a lot of time. I've always felt that if things get bad, they will really turn everything they have on us.
You bet they will, and they already
are. Am I crazy?
No, you might be, but you're not wrong. So you're right. Look what they're already turning against us.
Look at
this 84-year-old Dorley Rainey, who they sprayed her with pepper spray, Mary. Now, can I ask how old you are? You don't have
to
answer.
I'm going to be 83 next month.
83, and you go out and stand on the highway. What does your sign say?
Honk for peace. I get a lot of honks.
Well, you know what? You deserve to have pepper spray in the face, apparently.
I wouldn't care. I'd take it, and I'd come back again. That woman last night was really something.
She was, and I'm going to try to play that you're something,
yes,
Mary.
I'll get off and let somebody else talk, but I just want, I'm really worried about our country.
Thank you. Me too. And thank you for all that you're doing, Mary.
I
love you.
I'm not doing that much. I wouldn't be happy if I weren't.
If the rest of the country did half as much as you're doing, we wouldn't be in this soup right now. So thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call.
And
keep up the good work. Good to hear from you.
Got to hang in there. And I know it's hard, and I'm afraid for them.
I hear you. Thanks, Mary.
Okay.
Thanks, darling.
Night.
All right. Good night. Oh, man. There was one of those lazy young hippies who needs to go out and get a job. Mary, who's 83 years old in Iowa, standing out by the side of the road with her sign, speaking up, exercising her First Amendment rights, which are apparently disappearing all over the country, even as we speak tonight. Let's go to, I promised we'd move it along here. Bob in Berkeley, welcome to the Malloy Show. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind, brother?
Well, Brad, you finally convinced me that the electronic voting machines are dangerous. And if you're worried, I'm uber worried, because I think the Republicans, I think this circus with the candidates is stage management. I think Mr. X is waiting in the wings.
Who's Mr. X?
His initials are J-E-B.
Jeb. Jeb Bush?
Yeah.
He's going to be Mr. X.
Just back engineer it. Suppose they nominate him. First of all, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had Jeb speaking at an educational conference here in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
His opening act was Rupert Murdoch. They've got Carl the Architect Rove working for the Bush family. And then we have your favorite, the electronic voting machine.
Yep.
To me, you had all three of those factors up, and you got Mr. X waiting in the wings.
Well, I'll tell you, I've long been saying that don't be surprised if the draft Christie movement gets into gear again. Certainly the draft Jeb movement. Don't be surprised if there's a brokered convention. The Republicans hate their own candidates. And at the same time, I hear a lot of Democrats, oh, they're delighted. Ha ha. Herman Cain's going to be the candidate. Ha ha. Newt Gingrich, Rick Perry, this idiot. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter who they put in there, because you're absolutely right. They're gaming the voting system at the front end. They're keeping people from voting all over the country in 2012. And on the back end, they can do any damn thing they want with those electronic voting systems. So if you're not concerned, you're not paying attention. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate your call, brother.
Okay, thanks. Good talk to you.
And you. Let's go to, look at that. It's Shano. This is the entire Nicole Sandler Radio or Not Network is calling in tonight. Shano.
Well, great job, my friend. A great, great job. But two callers ago were talking about the First Amendment and how that's being eroded so much.
Yep.
I have a comment about Occupy Jakarta. You have a judge, Judge Stillman, who says that you can speak. You can go in the park and speak, but you cannot bring a tent.
Yeah.
But we have a Supreme Court that says you can spend unlimited money, and that's speech.
Yep.
So how is, if you sleep in a tent, how is that not speech?
Go ahead.
And on top of it, if you took a tent and you put your message on that tent, like a sign, and wanted to bring in the park, how could that not be challengeable as stopping First Amendment speech?
It absolutely should be. It absolutely is. It absolutely is expression. And I've heard this, and I've been going back and forth actually with Democrats about this. I posted a Twitter debate I had.
Yeah.
The First Amendment does not have. I didn't notice. I haven't looked closely in the Constitution, but I didn't see anything about the amendment expires after dark, after midnight.
Yeah.
It's only available between certain hours.
From dusk till dawn.
Exactly.
What the hell?
Yeah, it applies 24/7, 365. And the notion, case law, and I don't want to bore people with this, but case law has found that you can put certain narrowly tailored restrictions on the First Amendment for largely health and safety, but
you can't yell fire in a theater because that would hurt people.
Right, but you can't infringe upon expression if there is another way to do it. So if you're concerned about, there's a guy getting stoned in the park, well, you can send a cop in there the way you'd send a cop to, somebody's getting stoned on the street corner, and arrest that person without destroying the expression of the entire thing. And the expression here is occupation.
Right.
And it's not enough. Yeah.
The actual presence is the speech. And therefore, living in tents is the speech, just like they can say corporations can spend money. You can sleep in a tent, and action can be speech, obviously, according to the Supreme Court. And I think that they should argue that. I hope that they do.
I hope they do, and I hope they take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and then we can see just how bad the liars are who sit on that Supreme Court. Hey, thanks, Shano. Is it funkedintohead.com?
Funked in the head, actually, shane-o.com. Thanks so much for the plug. I appreciate
that. You deserve
so much.
It. Listen to Shane-O Thursday nights after,
Thank
of course,
you.
The Malloy Show. Listen to his podcast. Thanks, brother. Yeah. Talk to you soon. Also from our friend Nicole Sandler's Crazy Radio Network. Brad Friedman in for Malloy. Just a few more minutes. We'll try to get to everyone. Stay tuned.
Times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned. The answer, my friend, is...
... been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Oh yeah, it's coming.
Oh yes it will.
Yes it will. My thanks tonight to the greatest engineer in the history of the world, Tony Sorrentino. Thank you, sir, for everything and for your awesome music, as always. Of course, my thanks to my guests tonight, Josh Harkinson of Mother Jones and Denise Lockwood of the Caledonia Patch. My thanks to producer Desi Doyen, also on call screener duty and chat room moderator duty. So thank you, Des, for that. And also for both Ernie Canning and our newest favoritist chat room moderator, Angel, was joining us tonight. Thank you for that. Much appreciated. And, of course, my great thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy for allowing me to sit in behind his actual golden microphone. If you're listening, by the way, on MikeMalloy.com, please do stay tuned for our friend Bob Kincaid on Head On. And we will be back with you next week with some great guests as soon as I book them. One of them is Catherine Cryer. She's great, and a Republican presidential nominee. She's not the nominee. Actually not a nominee at all. Republican presidential candidate, which Catherine Cryer isn't. So there will be someone else who is Republican presidential candidate who I hope will be joining us if we can work it out. Okay, do we have all that straight? Did I do all that? All right. Good luck. Let me get to, where am I here? Our friend Tim from L.A. Hey, Tim. Welcome to the Malloy Show, sir. What's on your brain tonight?
Hey, Brad. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
And my question is, you know, Occupy L.A. was arrested for trespassing on private property, you know, yesterday.
At the Bank of America Plaza.
Yes. Right. And most likely the manager may have called the LAPD using 837 PC, which is a citizen's arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if he could get an attorney in the air next week and ask if Occupy L.A. can do the same and have the managers arrested for, you know, fraud.
Wait, you're saying the managers actually did a citizen's arrest?
May have, yeah, because it was on private property. LAPD can't go in and arrest people unless there is a citizen's arrest. Unless there is a crime committed.
What was the crime? What do they say the crime was? Trespass? Well, it was trespassing,
yeah.
Right. So if somebody comes to my house, they're trespassing, I call the police. Hey, the guy's trespassing. They come and arrest him.
Exactly. Yeah. They would call the police.
But I don't have to do a citizen's arrest in that case.
Well, I mean, if they're just staying, you know, just because actually B of A, the plaza is a public/private area.
Right.
So they have, you know, since they allow people to come into their area, it's a public area.
Right.
So I think, that's why I was going to ask if you can ask an attorney.
Okay.
If the people are more or less allowed to be there because it's a public area, even though it's private.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, here's what we have learned, Tim, is that the rules are exactly what the people who enforce them make up at the time that they decide to enforce them. I mean, they have been completely making up any goddamn rules they want to keep these people out, people who have done nothing illegal, people who have done nothing more than express the First Amendment right to peaceably assemble and to petition their government for redress. That's it. And
so what I'm then saying is, I wonder then if the Occupy LA or any of the occupiers in California specifically then could follow the law, you know, arrest, have LAPD or any of the police department in California to arrest the managers for felons.
Well, you know what? I'm up for it. Sounds good to me. Maybe we'll hear from some of those folks. Good idea. Maybe we'll hear from some of those folks next week. I hope they do it. I'd love to see some, you know, Eric Holder ain't going to make any arrests of bankers, apparently. Thousands and thousands of citizens expressing free speech, they're arrested. The goddamn bankers who screwed this country get to stay in, yeah. Thanks, Tim. I got to, I want to get through as many as I can. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you, sir. All right. Let me get to Randall in Tempe. Randall, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. How are you, brother?
Oh, there's so much wonderful stuff going on in Arizona. I'm sure you're aware of a lot of it. But I wanted to hip you to the fact you may also be aware of. You've reported a lot on ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council that writes all these horrible laws.
Yes.
Horrible restrictive voter ID laws that are going to disenfranchise 5 million Democrats this cycle.
Yep.
They're going to hold their annual convention right here in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of outside agitators are coming in to occupy ALEC.
All right. Now we're talking. When is that?
It's November 29th, I think. We're having an event here, and I think the convention is the 30th through December 2nd. And Common Cause and Move to Amend and all kinds of people are coming in to agitate and occupy ALEC.
Randall? Agitate's a word that guys who don't like free speech use. They're not coming to agitate. They're coming to demonstrate. They're coming to demonstrate their grievance against this cowardly bunch of this ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council, and the corporate money they get, and the bills that they lie about, they pass off to state legislatures and pass. That's not agitating. That's speaking up, brother.
Well, you can't do your laundry without an agitator. That's true.
Yeah.
PDA stands for Personal Public Display of Affection. Also stands for Progressive Democrats of America. PDA, pdamerica.org. Look at the calendar. This Tuesday on our conference call, we're going to be talking about these restrictive voter ID laws and what can we do about it.
All right,
make sure everybody gets the vote. Read Bradblog.
Oh, well done. Thanks, Randall. PDAmerica.org. I'm sorry, everyone else who was hanging on the line, my apologies. I could not get to everybody, but I'm here for three more days, so I'll promise to get everyone in as much as I can. Oh, it's Friday night, isn't it? This music reminds me. Yeah, it's Friday. We'll see you on Monday. We'll see you at bradblog.com. Until then, I'll have the archives late at night. Good night, America. Keep it lit and occupied.